Well, we've made it to be here particularly early to make sure that we can see Sarah Firth running. She's my goddaughter. We're very proud that she's doing it, and we're glad that we've arrived in time.
Yeah, I think it'll be really good. You know, it's good for Whitley coming down Northumberland Avenue.
Just G all the people of Whitley up to come out and join you.
Yeah, come and join us. You know, it's going to be a good day. We're going to have bacon rolls outside St Agnes, so come and join us for that and coffee, tea.
I'm there. I'm not standing here if there are bacon rolls available.
Lee Umpleby now walking through Caversham Court. He's got the torch in his right hand. Lee is walking through just round towards the gates of Caversham Court now. The crowds have streamed the walkway. He's got every right to be here. He saved a gentleman's life. He also tackled a fellow with a sword.
The Olympic torch is on the move. It's left from Caversham Court. It's on its way here to Whitley.
Came down at 7 in the morning and it was fantastic with the band playing, the bagpipes, the whole atmosphere. Everyone was so friendly and it's just been fantastic.
And we've just got one of these kissing points where Elizabeth Rose transfers the Olympic flame to Andrew Ruler, bearded gentleman with spectacles, stands holding the torch in his right hand, and he's perfectly placed on the box junction where you're not meant to stop, but he has. Big cheer. I've got hundreds of children in front of me that just started a chant of "We want torch, we want torch."
I have lived in this town for the best part of 20 years, Sarah Walker. I have never been as proud as I am of it right now. Abby's here. Do you know what you're coming here to see?
Olympic torch.
That's right, Abby.
You're Sarah's mum. Sarah just carried the Olympic torch in front of you. Did you get a good photo?
I did. I managed to get right up there and got right close to her and she saw me. So I was so thrilled.
Amazing. I can't believe how many people have come out to support everybody that's running, and we are just so proud of John.
Now, you've just got a text, haven't you, from John?
He said it's just absolutely scary, the amount of people that he's seeing on the route so far. Just totally mind-blowing.
So it's just gone past me, the torch. Amazing scenes. You just can't believe it until you see it. And I don't think the torchbearer, who was Luke Oliver, could believe it until he got hold of it, because he was kind of looking up at it like he couldn't believe it was in his hands. So yeah, amazing scenes out here, as you might expect. Loads of flags. The only person without a flag was Richard Bennion, one of the local MPs. I said, "Richard, where's your flag?" He said, "Oh, I'll get one in a bit." He was looking pleased, but no flag. I just feel like that's not good enough.
But actually, they're just walking. Whoever is carrying the torch this stretch of Northbrook Street is refusing to be hurried, and quite rightly so, because Newbury has had to wait its turn, as has Basingstoke, where it will travel on to after this.
I can see the Olympic flag.